You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Hello, I'm Charles Stanley. God is amazing in so many ways. One that still leaves me in awe is the fact He's always available to us. When you listen to In Touch, I pray you're encouraged to spend quality time alone with God. We'll study His Word for ways to help you enjoy a more intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. We're always in touch when we walk close to God and understand His will for our lives.
In Touch, heard daily at 8:05 a.m. and p.m. on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly serve the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047. Taking care of business.
Christian is a premier STEAM-based K-12 grade school. We are now enrolling. At St. Lucie Christian, your child may receive free transportation, free breakfast, and lunch. We are offering free aftercare until 5 p.m. at our new Fort Pierce Orange Blossom Mall location for the 2018-2019 school year. Students in St. Lucie Christian not only have a safe and secure educational facility, but our academic program is well-rounded literature-based STEAM education. St. Lucie Christian students participate in college prep classes, aviation, and robotics tracks, after-school athletics and arts, including full-contact high school football, basketball, cheerleading, and volleyball. St. Lucie Christian is proudly sponsored by NASA Robotics Alliance Program. At St. Lucie Christian, traditional education meets technology, and learning is an inspired adventure. Call 772-405-7077 today to see if you may qualify for financial aid. 772-405-7077.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Watch this. He said, "I was fearfully and wonderfully made." Everybody shout, "Made." Made. Come on, I'm not talking about like the mafia, you're a made man. I'm talking about you were made. Come on, look at somebody and say, "I was made." How many of you recognize no matter how you got here, I don't care if you were conceived in the back of a 57 Chevy on a long dark night with a bottle of Mad Dog 2020, or you were conceived in a 5-star hotel on a honeymoon, God made you. Praise the Lord. Come on, amen. You might think you got here because two people had a physical relationship, but let me help you. Bunch of people having physical relationships and ain't no babies being born. You're here because God had a destiny for your life. You came by divine design. You came here with a purpose. You were fearfully, somebody shout fearfully, and wonderfully, shout wonderfully, made. You were fearfully and wonderfully made. God designed you. God made you. Amen. That means if you were made, there had to be a maker. Somebody say there was a maker. If I was made, then there was somebody that made me. Somebody built me. Somebody designed me. Somebody created me. Somebody made me the way I am. Don't blame me. Look at God. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, "This is how I am. God made me. Love me." Praise the Lord. Amen. And he said this, "When I saw what was being made, I recognized that it was the marvelous works of God. And he said, in fact, the work that was going on in my life in the unseen realm, it was hidden. It was invisible. It was made in secret. Then watch this. This is what he says. And in your book, everything I was supposed to do was written. God wrote a blueprint for your life. It's specific for your life. Your book don't look like my book. My book don't look like your book. How many know you got your own book? Praise the Lord. That means you can autograph it. Nobody else can autograph it. It's your book to autograph. It's all about you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Your life was written out before you got here. That's amazing to me. God is that big. Isn't that cool? Come on, huh? And that means that if you're here today, that means you were assigned to this generation in this time. Come on. If you were made, you had to have a maker. If you were fashioned, that means you had to have a reason to be designed to live in this time, this day, this age, this nation, this state, this city, this house. Praise the Lord. That means you are unique. Some of y'all are more unique than others. That's all right. You're unique. You're the best you we got. There'll never be another you. Praise the Lord. When God made you, he looked at you and he said, I ain't never doing that again. That's it. I'm done. I'm done with that one. Praise the Lord. Well, I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody said, I got an assignment. There's something about celebrating the uniqueness of people. I mean, everybody in this room ain't alike. Come on, we got some things in common. We all got 2 feet. And we can keep going. We can just build on that. I mean, we got a lot of stuff in common in here this morning. Come on, amen. Everybody in this room's not alike. How many are grateful today? We're not, everybody's not alike. I don't think I could live with me. If there was another Jason, me, I mean, sometimes, man, I have my problems by myself. I can't imagine having to deal with 2 of me. Praise the Lord. Huh? I mean, I have some conversations in the mirror from time to time. You know what I mean? Sometimes I'm talking to myself in the mirror. I look away and I say, don't you look away. Look at me. Talking to you. Praise the Lord. I stole that, but I thought it was funny. Don't you look away. I'm talking to you. Look at me when I talk to you. Come on, have you ever talked to yourself like that? Sometimes we got to straighten ourselves out. Why? Because we're unique. We're not the same. Come on, amen. God made us unique. Nobody shares your fingerprint. Nobody shares your voice print. Nobody shares your retina scan. There's nobody like you in the world. Huh? And that means that if you can recognize that God made you unique and you can learn to love and celebrate that, then you'll never spend your life trying to be somebody else. Ain't nothing worse than somebody else trying to just copy somebody else all the time. Be a cheap copy. God made you unique. You are the best you we got. Amen. And you will recognize that God made you a unique individual. And he made me the way I am for the purpose of my life. And he made you the way you are for the purpose of your life. Because God is a whole lot smarter than I am and a whole lot smarter than you are. How many know God knows what he's doing? Praise the Lord. Amen. Come on, huh? So that means I've got to come to the point that there are some things in my life I got to learn how to celebrate. There's some things in your life you got to learn how to celebrate. Come on, huh? That's a good thing. Now, I know we're in a full gospel church. We believe in the word of faith. We believe that we can speak things and they'll manifest because we're people of faith. But I mean, God's a sovereign God. Come on, full gospel people. Don't let all the blood rush to your head when I say that. I'm just being honest with you. God's a sovereign God. Amen. Huh? We do have, God said, I made you with a free will. I gave you your own volition. I gave you the ability to choose in this world that you live in. You can choose right or wrong. You can choose life or death. You can choose whether you want to serve me or walk away from me because I made you in my image and gave you the ability to choose. But how many know some things you didn't get to choose? Come on, praise the Lord. Amen. Huh? How many of you didn't get to choose who your parents were? Come on. I know some of you wished you could have chose your parents, but you didn't get to choose. God did that to you. Come on, praise the Lord. Amen. You might not have thought they were the best parents in the world. They might not have been the best parents in the world, but God chose them to make you because He wanted to make you the way He wanted you to be unique the way you are, and it took the two people to make you how you are. That's why you got to know how to honor your father and your mother, even if they don't need to be honored, even if you don't think they need to be honored, honor them because they're the vessel that God used to get you here. They're the vehicle that God made to make you. Praise the Lord. Come on, amen. How many of you didn't get to choose where you were going to be born? I wasn't sending text messages from my mama's womb to my mama going, I don't want to be born in this city. You better move. You didn't get to choose that. Come on, praise the Lord. Amen. You didn't get to choose whether or not you're going to be born in the United States or Asia or Australia or Africa. You were born where you were born. It had nothing to do with your choice. Come on, huh? How many of you didn't get to choose what ethnic group you come from? Come on. You didn't get to choose whether you were white, black, brown, yellow, red, brown, purple, pink, whatever it is. You didn't get to choose that. God chose that for you. That's why it don't make no sense to complain about somebody else's color. All you do is slap God in the face when you talk about it. Praise the Lord. Amen. You didn't get to choose whether you were born in a rich family or a poor family. You didn't get to choose whether you were born in upstate New York or Miami. God got to choose all of that. You didn't get to choose what gender you were when you were born. I mean, I know you can choose it now, but you didn't get to choose it when you were born. Praise the Lord. I just got political, didn't I? Help me, Jesus. Help me, oh God. I told myself I wasn't going to do that, and I did it anyway. Help me, Jesus.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
I mean, you didn't get to choose your talents. Some people spend their whole life wishing they could be somebody else and have the talent somebody else had. They live vicariously through somebody else's life. Come on, huh? Listen to me. The way God made you and what He put in your life, He gave to you for the assignment that's on your life. He made you the way He made you because there's an assignment that lines up with the way He made you. That's how purpose works. Amen? That's why it's amazing to people why people struggle over so many things. Huh? That's why, you know, fat people always on a diet, thin people always trying to gain weight, tall people trying to get shorter, bald people trying to grow hair, people with hair trying to shave their head. I mean, let's just be happy. Praise the Lord. Amen? And we're so crazy. We take pride in things that we have nothing to do with. I'm white and I'm proud, and I'm black and I'm proud. As if you had anything to do with it. It's not like they gave you a punch card to fill out before you were conceived in the womb to decide what race you wanted to be. Praise the Lord. Come on, amen. Yeah, look, you could have been born in Pakistan this morning. You know how privileged we are to live in this country, in this state. We live in, and not just this state, but Fort Pierce. I know people crack on the fort all the time, but I'm telling you, the fort is paradise. I just got back from Dallas. And Dallas is out in the middle of a desert. It's a giant city in the middle of nowhere. And there wasn't nothing out there but cold weather and brown grass and miles of road under construction. I could not wait to get back to paradise. And I thought, these people in Texas are crazy to live out here. I am grateful that I live in Fort Pierce, Florida. I got a lot to shout about. There ain't nothing I could have done about it, though, if I had been born in Pakistan. I have to thank God for wherever I'm at. Come on, amen. Praise the Lord, amen. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. God fashioned you because you have an assignment to this generation. To be the color you are, to be the gender you are, to be the age you are in this time and day. God made you that way for this generation. That's a reason to celebrate right there, because God is so smart. That's why Isaiah 45, it's important to us today. In Isaiah 45, there's a man named Cyrus. Everybody say Cyrus. Cyrus is only mentioned a couple times in the Bible, and that's because he wasn't a man of covenant. He wasn't included in the Jewish covenant with God. He wasn't a man under the law. He wasn't a follower of Jehovah God. He was a Persian, a whole different religion. Come on, everybody say Cyrus. He was the king of Persia. I mean, Persia is the modern day Iran today. If you look at Iran on the globe, that's where Persia was. And he was the king of Persia. And he found out that he had a destiny. And when he began to embrace his destiny, he got up and he got involved in the way God made him. Because he recognized that he was a man of purpose. And at this time, he was the most powerful man on the planet. Come on, amen. Now listen, we're talking about a guy. Watch this. We're talking about a guy that didn't even know who God was. But when he found out that this God that he did not know had a plan for his life, he embraced the plan. I think one of the biggest hindrances we have is we get a revelation of the plan of God for our life. And because life comes at us so hard and fast, we never embrace the plan. We let the devil mess with us. And we live the life that's in front of us instead of the plan that God has for us. I'm telling you, I'm so weary of watching believers being taken out by the enemy. Buying into a deception, to an alternative plan that has no purpose, no through way to get to your destination. People just hit a dead-end street, and they exist in survival mode until Jesus. Do they love God? Of course they love God. Are they going to go to heaven? Sure, they're going to go to heaven. But they just exist. Never fulfilling purpose, never fulfilling destiny. And they take life as it comes, and they stay miserable, trying to hang on to every scrap of goodness they can find to get up and have a reason to live another day. You know, God's called you to way more than that. Somebody shout, way more. If you're really going to get up and get involved, and how many of you know you have to take the stance of involvement? Most people don't want to lean in, they lean out. I mean, when you watch the Olympics and they're on the track and they're getting ready to run the race, they hunch down and they get ready for the race, and right before the gun goes off, they rise up and they lean in. So when the gun goes off, they can leap out. That's the position that we're supposed to take as believers when we're going to be involved. But most of the time, because we've been so busy in life, we've been so beat up by life, we see a race running and we're just withdrawing all the time. And life takes us by surprise all the time. We find ourselves on this roller coaster of going from one tragedy to the next tragedy, one victory to the next victory, and our life just seems out of control. You ever just wake up some days and go, man, I just don't know how I can go another day. I just got to get. That's because we're not living the plan. The unique plan that God has for each one of us individually. Come on, amen. Let me tell you about Cyrus. Cyrus was the king of Persia. And he was the king of what's called the Medes and the Persians. Before he became the king or the ruler over the whole world, there was another empire that ruled the whole world. It was called the Babylonian Empire. Anybody ever heard of the Babylonian Empire? The Babylonian Empire came into power through a king named Nebuchadnezzar. He's the king you read about in the book of Daniel a lot. The three Hebrew children in the fiery furnace and Daniel in the lion's den. All that was during Nebuchadnezzar's reign. And Nebuchadnezzar saw God because of the counsel of Daniel. And then it passed from Nebuchadnezzar down to a few of his lineage and to a king that his name was Belshazzar. Everybody say Belshazzar. Belshazzar was the king in the capital city in Babylon. It was a city state, and Babylon had ruled the entire world. And one night he was throwing a party, and they were having this massive orgy. And they went in, and they had, when they took all the children of Israel out of Israel captive, they hauled them all up to Babylon, and they turned them into slaves. The Bible talks about how they took them into a captivity of confusion. The captivity of Egypt was a captivity of bondage, but this was a captivity of confusion because they tried to change their name. Come on, somebody. Huh? And what happened is they had the city-state, they were throwing this party, and the finger of God comes down out of the sky and begins to write on the wall. And it says, tonight your kingdom's going to be taken away from you, basically is what it says. Now, they couldn't interpret it, so they said, hey, we need somebody to interpret this. And somebody said, hey, well, there's Daniel. He used to serve your granddaddy Nebuchadnezzar. Why don't you get him? Daniel comes in. He breaks it down for him. He reads it to him. Your kingdom's going to be taken away from you this very night. And the king of Babylon said, well, whoever can decipher it, I'll put a robe on and make him the third most powerful man in the nation. He deciphers it. They put the robe on Daniel. And what he didn't know is that King Cyrus had dammed up the Euphrates River and turned the river and made a swamp. And he got the river low enough to take his entire army, march down the riverbed underneath the city gate that went over the river and into the city. And he conquered the city that very night without really even having to raise a sword. Come on, somebody. I mean, that's a pretty smart tactician. That's who Cyrus was. Come on, amen. It happened at night. Now, all of a sudden, Cyrus is king. He's not only the king of the Medes, he's not only the king of the Persians, he's the king of everyone. He's the king of all of Babylon. He's seen now as the mightiest man in the world. And some of his officers, they come into the city, they set him up in the city, his officers come in and they find all this stuff that they took from Israel that belonged to the children of Israel, and they bring it into him. All the utensils from the temple, all the books, and they open up the book, this one book called Isaiah. And King Cyrus begins to read this book that was written 210 years before he was ever born. And Isaiah wrote in a prophecy these words: there will come a man named Cyrus. Come on, somebody. Amen. And the story goes, and Cyrus would be anointed by God to throw open the gates, to break down the gates of bronze and break down the gates of iron and open up the doors, and that he would be anointed to subdue all nations, to conquer all of his enemies. He would take all the wealth from all the secret places. And God said, I was going to do it for you, Cyrus, because you're my man. And Cyrus was not even a man of the covenant. Come on, amen. Now stay with me. This is awesome right here. I want to walk you through this real quick. First one I want to give you is this. I want you to hear this. You are anointed to get up and get involved. God did not call you to get up and get involved and leave it up to you. Because he made you a unique individual and divinely purposed you in this life, he put an anointing on your life so you could be empowered to live the life that he gave you. You are anointed to get up and get involved. Amen? Cyrus was anointed to do what he was doing. In other words, he was empowered to get up and release the children of Israel. He's empowered to get up and be involved. That means that there was an assignment that was on his life that he was empowered for. I'm here to declare to you today that there's an assignment on your life that you've been empowered to live. Come on, amen. Listen, you're not empowered to do everything, but you are empowered to do something. You haven't been called everywhere, but you've been called somewhere. You haven't been called to everyone, but you've been called to someone. There's a purpose for your life. And you have to discover who it is, where it is, and what it is. Come on, huh? When you discover that, God anoints you to live the purpose of your life. And you're anointed to live what you've been called to do.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Christian is a premier STEAM-based K-12 grade school. We are now enrolling. At St. Lucie Christian, your child may receive free transportation, free breakfast, and lunch. We are offering free aftercare until 5 p.m. at our new Fort Pierce Orange Blossom Mall location for the 2018-2019 school year. Students in St. Lucie Christian not only have a safe and secure educational facility, but our academic program is well-rounded literature-based STEAM education. St. Lucie Christian students participate in college prep classes, aviation, and robotics tracks, after-school athletics and arts, including full-contact high school football, basketball, cheerleading, and volleyball. St. Lucie Christian is proudly sponsored by NASA Robotics Alliance Program. At St. Lucie Christian, traditional education meets technology, and learning is an inspired adventure. Call 772-405-7077 today to see if you may qualify for financial aid. 772-405-7077.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv. Like the rising sun that shines.
Awakening.